Thank you for sticking with us there through bottom of the hour news. Welcome back. It is Rosie on the house. I'm Romy, and Mom's in studio with us this hour. Jennifer, it's organizing today, so we thought...
We thought it was a good fit. That's a compliment coming from you. You have taught me so much about organizing. You have kids, lots of kids too, but just having six kids, a lot of things I would just push away, do the minimal amount, thinking I would get back to it, and then it builds up into a big deal to organize. So I'm learning, and now that I have nobody left at home, I'm getting really good at it.
Goodwill's big for us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it comes from. Just stuff just shows up.
Yeah, it multiplies.
Friends leaving stuff, people giving the kids stuff all the time. It just, you know, we don't need nine of the same type of superhero.
Mm-hmm. You don't think?
I don't think so.
There's a lot of good places to donate. That's not a hard thing to find. Well, you know, I think we've talked about the pantry and the kitchen, kind of go around to another work area where you can really save a lot of time and energy is the laundry room. And
mm-hmm. you can spend a lot of money in there, too.
You really can. But you don't have to.
No, you don't. But you can.
You can.
You can spend a whole lot.
Well, one thing your dad, Rosie, did for us when y'all were all, probably the oldest one was maybe 10, was he redid this laundry room for me. So in that laundry room is one big giant cabinet, not very thick, probably 3 feet deep, and floor to ceiling, and you open that baby and there's all the kids' school supplies and the games and all kinds of stuff like that. So that's on the off side. On the washing machine side, he built shelves above and then nice countertop for folding and then baskets underneath. So what that meant was when the kids had dirty clothes, they would come in and the bottom baskets were, this is all in theory, don't look at me like that.
I'm just trying to remember. It's been a long time since I've been home.
In the bottom ones, the baskets, the wire baskets were labeled. So here's whites, mm-hmm. here's jeans, here's mm-hmm. darks, here's lights. And the kids would put their stuff in the right basket. And then I would run. I didn't want the kids all doing their own laundry when everybody was home because that poor machine would not have been able to keep up. So I ran the laundry, but y'all did all the sorting. So I would run it, had the countertop to fold it on, and then above was shelves with everybody's names on it. So I would fold it, and y'all would help me fold it, and we'd put it up in the cubbies. Then when you wanted your clothes, you'd come in there and get them and go put them away. But that saved time. It saved energy. And then there was also some cabinets in there for storage for all kinds of cleaning stuff. So that's a great, handy little room.
The laundry room. And what about an ironing board? When I built in Whitman, I did a installed on the wall because that was one thing that you're always hauling out and tripping over. And you got to grab the little lever and you got to shake it till the legs come down and you got to get it the right height. And that was one I made. I'm buying a stand, you know, fold up in the wall ironing board.
I envied that. No, I don't have that. Mine hangs on the wall and I take it down and get out my iron and all that stuff. But I have a really nice hanging rod in there as well. So if I have things that can just be hung up real quick before they go through the lawn, before they get all wrinkled in the thing, I do that. If not, there's another basket for things that need to be ironed.
And you mentioned that folding table. Every countertop is susceptible to just being a collector of things.
It's not folding table. It's a solid countertop.
You use it for folding.
Yes, right.
How many times does just stuff end up piled on top of it that you don't even have room to fold it?
Well, as a matter of fact, Rosie's was gone last weekend, and I decided I better clean out my laundry room. It took me 2 hours to get the stuff off the counter. So I'm going to tell him he has to go out to the laundry room and put his stuff out, so he'd be wowed by my clean laundry room.
Uh-huh. And has it stayed clean? I mean, look at the countertop in this broadcast studio. How much stuff just ends up on top of the counters?
Well, that's an easy place to put it.
That's exactly it. So you got to make it easy for and functional when you're working. You know, it has to be designed in for function or it doesn't get used.
Right. And you have to be disciplined about putting things away.
Home offices is next on the list. Mine's not much of one right now.
Is it share a room with somebody little?
It kind of halfway that, kind of half in ours, and kind of a little bit out by where we've got a little desk for the school room. You know, there's that's on the wish list with the room, with the home addition that's going on the west side, little workspace. But just having the place to write bills, clean, organized, keep your paperwork filed. I mean, I wish that wasn't a necessity of life, but it is.
It really is. One thing that I think that really helps is to have a staging area when you come home. And ours has always been, and I hate it, the end of the counter in the kitchen. So it's always full of stuff. So we're working on building out a little place in the garage. So when you get home, place for your briefcase or your bags, your keys, you know, all that stuff. Because I just hate fixing a nice dinner and there's this big load of junk down at the end of the counter.
Because now with it just you and Dad at home, you don't need all six seating places.
Yeah, so it just
gets piled up at the end.
I know. And then if you got kids and they're coming home with their paperwork and stuff, it's really important just to have a place so they're not just come in the living room and dump it all, but to have organized places near the doors, either just inside the garage or maybe where you come in, a little coat closet even, where they each have their own little cubby to put things away.
And if I don't put stuff in the same place regularly, oh man, I can look forever. Occasionally I'll be like, you know what? This is a better place to put it. And it'll take me like 2 or 3 days to remember where that better place was. It was so brilliant.
Been there.
And then I go back to the old place because I just keep it where I'll find it.
I do the same.
Have that. So small items. There are, this is where you could really get carried away at a container type store. Small items, because there are so many little small items. And this is where I was joking earlier in the hour about, you know, this is where you can get into organizing equipment.
Organizing your organizing.
Right.
One thing I think really helps is to buy the same containers over and over. You know what I mean? So that they stack within each other, stack neatly, you know, instead of just buying everything that's on sale every whenever. Find a brand you like and stick with it and label them. I like the clear ones because even if the label comes off or whatever, you can still see what's in it. Organize things by holiday and by kid and by season.
Those are all things that just take time and money, you know? time and money. We'll get this all done eventually. But it can be done affordable. And one thing that I never understood is when you see a lot of older furniture, they built in a lot of storage, kitchens where the seats fold up, and you've got storage underneath there, tables that have storage underneath them. I don't know where that got away. I don't know if it was just, they were so heavy, and they were so well built.
They're expensive probably, yeah.
Is it because our homes were bigger and we've got now, you know, where we didn't have closets in the past or linen closets and laundry rooms and garages and kitchens? Was it just a necessity when it was? Homes were really small, and we only had one or two rooms that the furniture had to be multi-purposed to storage as well.
Yeah, I do love the look of walking into a place that's just kind of clean and fresh, and nothing out of place. But you have to have places to put things to make that happen. If it's all this little skinny furniture stuff,
a thing to put things in.
Yeah, it's a thing you put things into.
No, I was working with a workshop book, a build your own furniture book. I got a couple years ago, and I was going through there trying to find a few ideas for some things we're trying to solve with the schoolroom. Like every single one of these, the furniture was designed for storage, and it's a book of furniture from the turn of the century. So it was something there they got that.
It was multi-purpose as well. They weren't used to buying one thing for everything they needed. How can I make this one thing service lots of different areas? I can sit on it. I can store it. You know, step on it.
Step on it, absolutely. So, one of the very fascinating things, I have to work on that one. Maybe there's a market for that to come back. And in your, what do you call it, declutterifications? What was the word you used at the beginning?
Oh, minimalist.
Minimalist. And the minimalist, maybe there's a market to the minimalist to bring this type of furniture back to
the
market.
With the tiny house movement, certainly that it is, you know, to be able to live in a little bitty place, everything in there has to have at least probably two functions.
I would imagine that. Moving down the list, we'll save the carport to garage conversion for the last segment because we can we can use that one. But open spaces. Do you have any open space? Now with...
What do you mean by that?
Oh, I would think, under let's see, from light? Your bedroom down to the fireplace in the kitchen. You've got a couple bedrooms that are very open now that the kids are gone.
This is true.
Then you've got the living room and the dining mm-hmm. room. Both mm-hmm. of those are, you know, open seating mm-hmm. spaces. Do y'all have a... I know that's changed with the kids, but we don't have any space open in our home.
No, I don't. Yeah, I guess we do those bedrooms. We got to figure out what to do. One of them's a guest room. The other one, Dad and I are actually arguing over.
who gets it?
Yeah. I want it for a craft room, and he wants it for another set of shelves for his books.
Well, do books on the side and crafts in the middle.
There you go. Hang out
together. Multi-purpose there. How many books does he have now?
It's in the thousands, roaming.
Do y'all have them all in your house, or does mm-hmm. he have...
No, there's some in the shed at the office as well.
All right, well, we'll finish with our carport to garage conversion for our final segment here at Rosie on the House, coming up next, right after this.